Just one weekend left before the primary election this coming Tuesday, and in the race for governor, Tea Party-inspired candidate Republican Mark Fisher has plenty of ground to make up. The latest WBUR tracking poll places him behind Republican frontrunner Charlie Baker by more than 50 points. For the final interview of our series of conversations with the Democrats and Republicans running for governor, the business owner and first-time politician from Shrewsbury, Mark Fisher, stopped by the WBUR studio. We asked him to define in his own words what it means for him to be a Tea Party Republican.
I think it means individuals who are upset with either elected officials or people in an establishment, or in the recent case with a private business, in the case of the Market Basket employees, who feel that those people who are supposed to be looking out for their best interests aren't, and they decide to do something about it outside of the normal recourse of, you know, calling them and working with them. They take it upon themselves to do something.
So what was your motivating factor?
I like the fact that these people are trying to do something different about it.
In other words, talk can only go so far. At some point, there must be action.
Well, and try to work through the proper channels. But if that fails, then take other action.
All right, so why'd you get in the governor's race?
I've been tired of holding my nose and voting for candidates that, at best, Bob, I think are the lesser two evils. And I'm in a position now with my business that's done well enough to do something more than just vote and complain.
So you don't mind putting a chunk of your own money into your race for governor?
Well, I do mind, but it's something I have to do.
So if someone were to say to you, are you running to win or are you running to simply make a statement, you would say...
Oh, to win. Absolutely to win.
A new poll out of WBUR this week, though, has you behind the GOP frontrunner Charlie Baker, frankly, by a whopping 51 points. There are only days to go before the primary election now. Tell us how you're going to pull this out. How are you going to win?
I don't think I dispute the poll numbers. My appeal is to voters who haven't voted and aren't showing up in these polls. I think I can get up to 30% of the people who've normally come out in primaries. And then I get at least another 30% of the people who haven't come out. But I don't think any of those people would vote for Baker. And then I think I win by 10,000 votes.
I was in Western Mass a few days, and I actually saw a bunch of road signs for you on the highways. Where do you think your support is geographically in this
state?
Well,
this is interesting because at the convention, I won two Senate districts. I beat Charlie in two Senate districts and tied him in another. Hampden County was one that I tied in. And then South Shore and the Cape is going to be strong for me.
On schools, you want to lift the cap on charter schools.
Yep.
Do you have a number in mind in terms of the right number for charters statewide?
No. I think competition is a good thing. Public schools and charter schools, they're both public. If there's a group of individuals that want to start a charter school, let it be so. I don't want to lift the cap. I said, we take the limit off. I think free market will decide what the best number is.
How do you then evaluate whether or not someone who floats a charter school proposal has a good proposal or not?
No different than how it's done now. And I don't know the details of that, but...
School vouchers. You're in favor of a school voucher program?
Yep, I am.
Explain that.
Again, it goes back to the parents. It gives parents more of a choice on where to spend money on educating their children. I've been sort of educating this myself. I guess there was a Supreme Court decision about 10 years ago that allowed voucher programs to be used for even religious schools.
Explain why you think using public funds in that way, though, is a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I guess they are public funds, but where do those public funds come from? They come from taxpayers, parents, and I think they get to decide where best to use their own money to educate their children.
Before we sat down to record this interview, we were talking about the recent episode in which a young girl firing an Uzi at a gun range accidentally lost control of the weapon and shot the instructor, so to speak, and killed him. That incident preceded by a couple of years, a very similar incident out in Western Mass in which a young boy was firing an Uzi, and the gun has a powerful kick up when it fires on automatic, and frankly, he shot himself when the gun kicked up and killed himself. Should kids be allowed to fire automatic weapons like that when they're young and maybe don't have the muscle strength to hold the gun steady?
Yeah, it's funny, Bob, when we were talking about this, I gave the example, not just children, but anyone. My dad owned three guns, and he suffered from Parkinson's disease. There came a point where he was too weak to even hold a gun, he sold them. It wouldn't have been responsible for him to be owning guns at that point. And it wasn't responsible for these two young children to have a weapon of that type on full auto. I've talked to other people about this. I don't think you can legislate common sense. You would think that people would have it in order to prevent these types of things.
Which I think leads to the question, should there be tougher gun laws in Massachusetts to try and prevent illegal weapons getting to the streets and getting into the hands of criminals?
Well, Massachusetts has some of the toughest gun laws, and that doesn't seem to have prevented the types of things you're talking about. I think we just need to enforce the ones we have. I just learned last week there's a coalition of women in Boston that are trying to prevent this scenario that I'm going to describe, and I didn't even know about it, where men who cannot pass a background check coerce their wives or their girlfriends or their fiancés to buy a gun and then give it to them. So they're bypassing all these laws. I don't know how to go about fixing that. If we enact another law, it's not going to change that problem. I think it's enforcing the laws that we do have, Bob, and educating people rather than more laws.
I have to say, on a number of issues that we've talked about today, your answer is sort of an I don't know. Do you view becoming the next governor of the Commonwealth an educational experience for you?
Obviously. I mean, buying a new business. I never was a business owner before. There's always going to be some learning experience that goes on, but you bring with it common sense and principles that you use to apply to solve problems. I mean, I love that I'm an engineer. I love learning about new things and how they work and how to make them better.
Mark Fisher, thanks a lot. Good to see you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure, Bob.
Mark Fisher, Republican candidate for governor, speaking with us here at WBUR. This final conversation with the Republicans and Democrats running for governor and all the rest this week were produced by WBUR's Shannon Dooling.